You are the shed of glory and shed of days. Lion of the tribe of Judah, you the shed of glory. My Alpha Lord, my Master Lord, my Maker Lord, the author and the finisher of my faith, you the shed of glory. That's where I've come to praise you. I've come to lift you up. You are the rewriter of the story of man. You are the changer of all things. You are the one that has the final say. Who has spoken when you have not spoken that it shall come to pass? It is the counsel of the Most High God that stands. You among all men, you among all kings, you among all authorities and all powers that serve the glory. You are the final say, O God, you deserve the glory. You deserve the honor, O Lord. So we'll lay tight and worship. We exalt your name. You're the shepherd of glory and the honor. So we lift our hands and worship. As we praise your name, you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. That is what I call. That is something that makes me come into your presence. My helper. There is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper, my helper, my helper, my helper, my helper. There is something. There is something, Lord, there is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. Somebody just have to let him know there is absolutely something that brought me into your presence this morning. For I lifted up my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth. There is something, O God, there is something that makes me come into your presence. my helper, my helper, my helper, my helper, my helper. There is something, oh yes, there is something, Lord, there is something. Very urgent. There is something. Oh Lord, there is something. Somebody came this morning because there is something. You are saying there is something. Oh, look at me, my Father. There is something. There is something. There is something. There is something that makes me come into your presence. My helper, as the Zarophonician woman, unqualified for a miracle, she asked, and everyone was silent, and Jesus did not give an answer. But she keeps begging because there was something that brought her before the master. There was something that brought her. Therefore, she lifted her voice and she lifted her eyes. She said, I know where to take my something to. I know whom to take my something to. I know where to take my something to. I know whom to take that something to. I might not be eligible. Man, my thought, I don't qualify. I know I don't, but I can lean on mercy. I can look unto the one that they call the Savior. Even though I am yet to know if this will be my moment of bowing, even if he has not answered, I will stay trusting. I am here for something and I have come to the someone. If the ancient of days that can look on me with mercy this morning. I do not qualify. I know that. But mercy upon my ways and upon the ways for the untimed help to locate me. Why don't you say to the Lord, I come for something. Men have come for something before the Lord and they never go without what they came for. Because they have come to the one that does not deny those who ask him. He never failed those who seek him in spirit and in truth. He said, those who seek me diligently, they shall be found of me. Excuse me, beloved, in the last couple of hours, I was only faint about one thing. Beloved, when you are in a football pitch, the referee, they give warning cards. I am not a footballer. And I think before they give the red card, which is the final card, that say we take him out, or we take her out, I don't think under normal circumstances they exceed three cards. As the Lord begins to open my eyes and I saw a yellow paper which an Aztecus on those papers. And I'm saying to the Lord, what is this? What in God's mystery, God? Before they pull the red card, which means they walk out, the individual off the pitch, before he got the free card in the natural, his coach would have replaced him if he had got the first and the second, because he becomes a danger to the team. Because when the red flag is lifted up, no one can actually, I am saying what I'm hearing because I don't know the nitty-gritty of football. So you footballer, you can say, Pastor Eli, you are wrong. I don't care. When the red card is given in that match, there cannot be a replacement for that player. So when the cards are still won, if the coach saw that that player has a possibility of getting another one, say, come on, I pull you out. We have a replacement, and I see that there is a cross sign, and beloved, they replace that particular player on the pitch. But if the coach assumes that that individual will not make such a mistake, they keep it on, and beloved, for a mistake occurrence on the field, beloved, which is a one-off warning, a normal player will be sensible and nobody will ever get him to make that mistake again. The second mistake becomes a pattern. That's why the coach pulled him out and put another in his place. But beloved, because it is safe for him to deal with his issues so that he can come back to the field and play, possibly in another match, possibly with another team. But beloved, because that prevents him from getting a red card. Here, I don't know who. Very, very clear. God says, the stopper is three, but I gave you five. Five warnings. Five levels. Beloved, but God said there is no red card for you. And you have come before the Lord. Because I spent time and said, God, when normal warnings are three and you got five warnings, you know that it has gone beyond a normal behavior, that God has given you five different warnings. One is sickness, that is saying, don't get the red card. Do not get the red card. Fix your mess. Do not get the red card. And beloved, I want you to know, if you will say, I come to you, Lord, today. I saw the patches on that yellow card, which are warning cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five patches. Beloved, which almost symbolizes that the warning capacity has been exhausted, but God said, if you will let him know, yes, I exhausted my warnings, but Lord, I have come because you can break the pattern. You can break the sequence. You can give me another chance. Lord, I must not get the red stopper. speakers can be 5 months. The five speakers can be occurrences that are taking place over a season of 5 years. Beloved, for somebody, that particular five purges are five levels, are conditions that when exhausted, there is no other hope. For somebody, that five purges can be five times in the court room. That five purges could be four attempts. Five attempts that have led to failures in the five attempts. But beloved, you know that if there were going to be anything else, any step, there is no guarantee. But if you become like the psalmist says, I lifted up my eyes unto the hills of God. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of the heaven and the earth, the one that can stop the stopper and break the parties, the one whose mercy take over when man give up and said it is finished. The one who overturned the verdict of the enemy, the one that can do the undoable, the one that can raise from the dead, the one that can do the impossible, the one whose help changes stories, the one who has the final say. So when you are saying this morning, unto you I have come for something. There is something. There is something. The something is that you are the only one that can sum up the totality of my life. It looks meaningless. I am broken, battered, and look busted. Life looks as if it has no meaning. I have faked it. I have fainted it. Instead of having faith in you, I have looked like it, but I know I have come. I don't come onto the Prevailance Champion Network this morning just for coming sake. I come because there is something. The help I must get, my story that must change, the destiny I must walk in. Lord, I have come unto you, my help. I have come unto you, the rewriter of story. I have come unto you. Beyond the Gekutas is the Volong Lekekutos. Zepriatua Azu Ato. Beyond the Gekilabrosu Ate. I want you to lift up your voice and say to him, I have come into your presence. The one who can furnish me and finish my problem. The one who can furnish me and terminate the voices of man over my life. The one who can furnish me and terminate the pattern of evil occurrences over my life. The one who can furnish me and finish every story that the enemy has written about me. The one who can furnish me, Lord, and finish every negative medical verdict about my life. I have come to you for help. I have come to you for aid. I have come to you for support. I have come to you by your mercy. In Sopi, Atua, Asuzia, your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. 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 Oh God, great, great, great is your faithfulness. Bekususi Ali Bakutazo. On the Gekalibrus Ote. Esusia Atuazo. On the Gekekutazo. When man closed the record, when man closed the book, God says the book is not yet up closed. Because who has said when God has not spoken? El, El Yabi El Shaddai. It is because of the Lord that is mighty in battle. That shall stand. It is the cause. It is the cause. It is the cause of the great I am. That I am. That shall stand. In the motto. Asuato. On the gekusoto. Osusia. Delopio. Otsugazo. On the gekalibus. Ote. Esusia. Atuato. On the gekalibus. Ote. Isopia. Atuazo. On the gekalibus. Ote. Isopia. Atagayato. On the gekalibus. Ote. Isopia. Atugazo. On the gekalibus. Ote. Isopia. Atugazo. On the gekakutoso. Isto. Beketuazo. Isto. Lekakutoso. On the gekakutoso. Babasusia. En de gekalibus. Ote. Esusia. Atuazo. On the gekalibus. Ote. Isto. Oso. Si atuate. Ela pio otu gazate, ende keke kusoto, usopia atuazo, usopro de keke kusate, illo pe, tegege libus ote, istondo gogo libus ote, isopia atuazo, onde keke libus ote, isopia atuazo, onde keke libus ote, isopia atuazo, on the Gagalibus Ote, Isopia Atuase, Esopron de Gagacusote, Isopia Atua, 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 Lalaboso, En de Gagacusote, Isopia Atuase, En de Gagalibus Ote. Isopia atuazo, on de gekekutose, isoprota gazaate, ella pio otu gazaate, en de gekelebrus ote, isopia atua, 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 zapato, osuzia pio andre nagazo, en de gekelebrus ote, Isopia atuate, ella pio otroso, zeprenere le gusto ote, isopia atuate, ella pio otroso zia, declustos upon de gekelibrus ote, isopia atuazo, en de gekelibrus ote, isopon de gekelibrus ote, isopia atua. En de gekelibrus ote, isopia atuazo, on de gekelibrus ote, isopia atuazo, isopron de gekechukoso tia, zepion de leglustoso. Somebody must say to the Lord, Lord, I have come unto you, arise for my health. Lord, unchain help, arise. Arise, 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 not because I qualify, Lord, but arise, 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 arise. Arise, 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 isopia tugazote, isopro dege kuzote, isopro dege kuzote, isopia atugazo, on dege kuzoso, iston dege libris ote, ikotua atuaza, en dege kuzoso, isopro dege kuzote, Isopron de gekelibrus ote. Lekotuaza. En de gekelibrus ote. En de gekelibrus ote. God, Elabros Art, Endeke Kususia, Apia Otua, Atua Zapio Tokosusie, Eso Pro Tokosusie, Isapia Atua, Tapanong Leke Kutoso, Eso Prendeke Kutoso Siatua, Endeke Libros Ote, Endeke Libros Ote, Isapia Atuazo. On the Gagalibus Ode, Isopia Atuazo, Istola Petrosia, Dong Lecutazo Siatuate, Leclostos Opre de Gaza, Iston Beligra Susiatua, Leclustos Osiato, On the Gagalibus Ode, Isopia Atuazo, On the Gagalibus Ode, Ela pio otroso, onde gaga libros ose, iso pia atu casate, iso pia atu asa, iso pronde gaga libros ose, iso pia atu asa, ela pio otroso, onde gaga libros ose, ela pio otroso ziato, onde gacutoto, otu asa, Esso pronde che cutoso, esso pronde da shate. Therefore, the psalmist begin to prepare us for this moment. A man that knows what to do in the time that desperate help is needed. A man, beloved, that went to battle, came back from the battle, he had victory on in the battle. He came back to the homeland, to the place that he left intact, and everything was okay. Only for David to come back to seek land and everything had been taken. The wives were taken, not just his wife, but even those who went to battle with him. A man that was coming back having an expectation that the battle has been victorious. Now I must go to the upfront and celebrate with my own people. But beloved, and David got back. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 30, he got back unto the homeland and saw. Beloved, that the Amalekites had invaded the southern part of Ziklag, they are smitten Ziklag. And they are burned it with fire. The small Ziklag. And burn up Ziklag with fire. Because, beloved, this morning there is something you and I, we are going to praise into God. They raided the alarm. What does it mean they emptied the land? They took the valuables. They have taken their possession. They carried away their portion. They arrested the wombs in the woman that would have birthed destiny. Boko Haram kidnaps the girls. They took their women captives. Yes, they took their tomorrow away captives, their children. But the Lord put a restraint over the life of the Amalekites. They could not kill them. Some days ago, I asked, what has happened to the Shepherd girls? They took them away. That was tomorrow's dream for a family. That was the only hope for one woman that was uneducated. Beloved, that was something that he had going, all his labor, all his investment in life. That was what they pointed to. They might not have gone to school, but they said, let our kids go to school if we have to carry wood on our head. If we have to do without so that we can raise it tomorrow for ourselves, that was what they took away. They took them away. They empty, no witness was left on ground. They deflated their joy by coming to the place that they left full. And they saw it empty. The men became distressed. They saw what had happened to their families. They wept until they could weep no more. Abigail was taken. I know I was taken. They were wives of David. But they were not exempted from the problem. But look, beloved, partners who went with David, who trusted David, people that actually said, this is our king, we will risk our life and go into battle with him. They had good success in the battlefield. They came back home, their family had been taken. They have burned down the things that they know they saw when they left. They came back. And beloved, David to them was a bad luck. Wrong company. Bad association. It was assumed as not just the reason for their trouble, but they thought, I would not have suffered this loss if I was on ground, if I had not gone with David into battle. Men were rageful. They were angry. They were considering turning to David, handling and David as an enemy, rather than as a leader. Beloved, a one broken man, discouraged, a one man that was oppressed, disappointed, that I went to fight the battle of the Lord, I came back, everything was gone. Already on the ground, men want to press him down some more. But David found courage, found strength. strength found up in the Lord, Inu, in the only helper, Inu, in the only God, the defense that he knew, in the only one who gives victory that he knew, who the only one who can get him the recovery that must take place. He sought the one that could help him in the time of trouble. He sought the Lord. And the Lord, he said, should I chase after this band of raiders? Because the land is empty. Everything is gone. We didn't see the ashes of the people, but we saw that they are burnt off the place. When I catch them, heaven open, depression, distress, discouragement, disappointment, disillusionment, they will see that silence the voice of man. There were voices that said it is over. There were voices that said, shut the mouth, give up now. When the friends become enemies, beloved, when your companions become your agents, when those who had won applauded you, salute you, celebrate you, honor you, do everything for you, now become the people that say we must bring you down because of the bitterness of their loss. Because of the grief of what they have experienced. Because men that were looking for somebody to blame, they saw out of their own devastation, they do not actually care about how David as a leader. He took responsibility for everybody, including his own. But yet, he refused to allow his weeping all night to stop him from coming to someone when there's something that he needed the help about. That kind of David did not go to mark register and roll on the side of the bed among the prayer line. He was a man that needed a something from the someone, the only someone that can fix it. When they emptied the land, they said, it is finished, they empty. They finished the place. But God said, pursue. I will furnish this place again. You will recover all and everything that was taken from you. You will get it back. Pursue them. You will overtake them. And you will recover all. Beloved, it does not matter whether you've gotten 5 warnings, 1 warning, 2 warnings, you are exhausted. The warnings that must be given before the stopper stop you. But beloved, God said to David, beloved, they are taking everything, but beloved, that is not the stopper. That was not the end, because what you have seen taken shall yet be restored back unto you. But it was the journey, the road was not. Say, sit down, they put it back on your lap. But beloved, God orchestrated and these are the principles. God said go, but the sent war. Pursue after. Don't cross your leg. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Men that feel funny, sorry for themselves, they are beloved sorrowful. Sorriness leads into sorrowfulness. They were self-focused. So they were self-troubled. Because sorriness will lead into sorrowfulness. Their heart was filled with grief. And the heart in their own heart. Deep bitterness. They lost the ways of getting better. But David said, yes, I weep. But weeping may endure for a night. Joy must come in the morning. I feel sad that they've emptied the land. I left the land full. I was full of hope that on returning I will meet what I have left. But the empty hand had emptied. They emptied the land, but they must not empty my joy. They emptied the land. I wept for the night. But my joy must not be emptied. Because the word says those who seek the Lord diligently shall be found of him. Excuse me, beloved, that is the man that wrote a letter with the ink of courage, the ink of answer, the ink of victory, the wick of recovery, the ink of furnishing in a place where the enemy has finished him. Where man has closed the book on him, where man has given up and they said, even you didn't do it, but we must cut you down. But it caused a warning, big divines, that he was no longer safe with the people he once called friends. With the people who were once, if the people who were once serving him, the people who once agreed to risk their life to go to battle with him, he knew all of that. But he said, there must be something that someone could do about my case. He didn't look to them again, but he looked unto God. They looked unto the Lord, their faces were radiant, and they were not put to shame. Beloved, God said to him, he took a step further. He said, I will stop weeping, for with joy you can draw water out of the well of salvation. His voice was heard. He was diligent in seeking God. He said, get me a beard, said the priest. He saw the only one who can do what no man can do. He said, all I need is to hear a voice. What's next? I've got in and out. I cannot react to this situation. I must respond to this situation. The reacting men are fell, are full of sorrow. The reacting men, beloved, are full of bitterness and grief. But David said, I must seek the Lord. He inquired of the Lord and called upon the Lord. Jeremiah chapter number 33, verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things. You have no way of figuring out yourself. In the place of emptiness, if there was something that leave a trail of what to do, then you know what to do. There was no signal on ground. There was nothing left. But there was someone left. When nothing else to us, unto not little one of God that can say, I saw them when they came on ground, and this is why they did what they did. This is the direction that they have gone through. I am talking about the story of your life this morning. When you have nothing that can give you a clue of the next step, of the way out, a clue of what must do, you are saying, we are out. To start, we need something. But David said, it's not this, it's this son. I must start with son. Understand with something. He said, I must start with someone I knew, someone who can help someone and show me the way I must go. Someone that must see how to start. Someone that can tell me what I must do. Son that can tell me and take and you'll walk me through. So we are the emptiest. I can go after them. And when you come to this someone, don't give him your list, but you are. Shall I? If you are ready, you don't need to be calling a question. When we are about the needed help that will finish your trial, Anna. May start you off and furnish you for triumph. We are talking about the help of God that will finish your weeping and special days. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The one who is never late. The one who is on time. Who knows that even though you might have had the five conditions, you might have been given the 5 points, you might have had the loving, the five season of 5 times failure, or 5 times beloved, even you have compromised 5 times. You are carrying in your hand evidences of 5-time failure. Visible, living with you in your home, living with you, beloved, everywhere you are looking at the 5, and he said it is finished, it is finished. But God is saying it is not finished. The 5 can be 5 children. And when you look at the story behind those 5 children, they are speaking about mistakes. Mistakes. But God is saying, I can make a miracle out of that mistake. A message can still be spoken from your 5 messages. It is not over yet. A man like David would say, why have I gone on that battle? Maybe if I was at home, it should not have happened. That was the pattern of mistakes. What leaves regrets, bad taste in the mouth, steps taken that make you to call a question. Living with your mistake, lack of reaction, lack of immediate response. See, I saw the sickness, but I still didn't. I didn't know it was God that was speaking to me. But yet I had pursued, but beloved, you might be faced back in the world. They might put you back on the wall. And beloved, you stand out now, and it looks as if my face, my back is facing the face. Lord, I don't know where else to turn, who to turn to, how to get out of this problem. 5. You might have spent money for the lawyers 5 times. You might have attended the court 5 times. And they can say, no, 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 no. You might have gone through interviews 5 times. You might have had a start at your career 5 times. You might have had a start, beloved, at an exam 5 times. And you have met with failure, failure, failure. Sorriness leads to sorrowness. It as much as self-pity leads to sorriness. Sorriness leads to sorrowness. Sorrowness is an enemy of seeking God. On the how and the worthness. Sorriness. Self-pity, sorriness, and sorrowness is an enemy of drawing water from the well of salvation. Sorriness keeps men out of their needed help. But joyfulness ushers you to get help, unsent help, undeniable help, an help that brings recovery, an help that stops the stoppers, the help of the Most High God that will make your later end to be better than its beginning, the help from rewrite the story of your life. The help of God that can turn your mess into message. Make you triumph in a place of trial. Can take that ashes and make something beautiful out of that wasted experience. It can handle your pain, your problem. Beloved, Jesus said, the sickness is not unto death. It is to the glory of God. The Lazarus might be going down and might have gone to the grave. I can still show up on the fourth day. What means what existed? Lazarus, your friend whom you love, is sick. Italian again. In the same place, was silent. He said, Lazarus, our friend is sick. He heard of his friend's situation. Beloved, but he stayed 2 more days. He didn't rise and go in a hurry. But Lazarus does not cease from being the friend of Jesus. The sickness is not unto death, but to the glory of God. He stepped in when men said it was over for Lazarus. When the grave said, I am out, Lazarus. He was in when Lazarus was thinking. Lazarus already got the red card. The mourners had already mourned for Lazarus. And they were continuing to do so. That same friend of Lazarus that has healed the sick, has raised the dead, that his friend was sick and he didn't show up. He knew where to intervene in your case. Beloved, but he shut up. He opened a new book for Lazarus. He spoke his word, and beloved, even death could not hold Lazarus captive. It might not have come in your own, according to your time scale. It might never have shown up according to your own imaginative, analytical way of its manifestation. But if you have stayed on the Lord, and you have come because of your Lazarus, before the only one who has help, who can give help that David admonished you and I about, David would say, I would have despaired unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. 27 verse 13. I will have despaired unless I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong that your heart and courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. David knew when you are asking for the help of God, it's not a place to go in a hurry. It is a place where you stand because you know that you have come to someone who can do something about your case. The only someone that can turn your empty land, your dry land, to the Garden of Eden, that can turn the degenerated body, and beloved, that can revive, that can open the book that man has closed, that can give opportunities when the man said there is no one who can help again. David said, I will have this fear. It means that I have choices to make. I have things that are pulling on me. Give up now. The songwriter says, I cannot give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. But he has come too far than to give up. Men give up because they don't remember how far they have come. It's easy to give up when you feel that it is worthless trying. It's easy to give up when you are self-perceiving and not God desiring. It's easy to give up when we are lacking the insight and the foresight of the end, and all that you see is the now. It's easy to give up when your eyes is not on the someone that can help you, the only God who is the helper of Israel. It is so easy to throw in the tower because it's the easiest way out. Because of the cry and the desire for help, beloved, it is work. When heaven was silent, the Syrophoenician woman was on her knee. She came to Jesus. She bowed down at his feet, begging for help. Mark chapter number 7, verse 24 to 29. She stayed on her knees. She came with an object. In her heart, she came with objects that needed the help this morning. She said, it's only this, Lord. It's only this, Lord. Help me, 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 help me. She bowed the knee. Beloved, but Jesus was quiet on her. But she stayed on. She was begging. She kept on pleading. Help is a cry of mercy. Where you need help, the cry is the cry of mercy. It's must get it. Lord, it is you, oh God, that can help me. Beloved, do I need help? Yes. Even the first statement was insulting. Many have walked away from the place of their help because they cannot take insults. Many have walked away from the place of help because they don't like the face, or they don't like the mannerism, or they do not even like the language, though they do not even like the size or the shape of the one in whom their help, God has coded it. Call it our name, but yes, she said, I will stay here, beloved, because this morning, it doesn't matter who closed the book. It doesn't matter who said it's over. It does not matter how many points they have given you. It doesn't matter how many times you have failed. It doesn't matter what the verdict of the enemy is. It doesn't even matter what the doctor says about it. It doesn't matter whether it is not finished or it is empty. But I know that there is a God that knows the cry and that hears the cry of mercy and comes to help us and give aid when aid is needed. Beloved, asking for help is not a quick fix. It's not, beloved, cheap. Help overturn evil for good. Help is an overturning instrument of what was meant to lift the disgrace and release the grace of God. The help of the Almighty God, the only helper that I need today, will rewrite the details of my life. When men are waiting for me to expire, God said, I am inspiring you to go on. I am talking about somebody that will say, I need that help. This woman, that Jesus, the disciples, the noises around her was saying, let the master alone. You are a gentle. But she kept on, stay on the knee. Bind down the knee is a symbol of humility. It is saying, Lord, I recognize you as the only one that can help me. She pleaded. There is a trouble in my house. Help me. It is in my daughter, she said. And the only answer she could get is that, don't you get it? That what belongs to the children are not meant for dogs. But she said, I'm not asking for the children, so for even if it's just a cross, a little help from God terminated the trouble that has formed a pattern, a cycle of problems in the life of my daughter. He said, just give me the cross, just give me the cross. If God can, in Christ Jesus, look at that woman and said that only the children are deserving. And she said, but we don't give the children's food for dogs. And that woman said, God is enough. It will still fix my problem. As long as it is coming. Jesus Christ. She humbled herself and believed in the integrity of his word at the expense of the physical reality that she saw. She said, I believe. Job, in spite of his circumstances, he said, I believe that my Redeemer liveth. My Redeemer liveth. My circumstances does not determine whether I have a God. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Broken body, loss of everything in business, children all gone, beloved. But he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. My Redeemer liveth. Beloved brethren, our Redeemer still lives. Our Redeemer still lives. Beloved, our issues are not. Beloved, what showcase whether God is alive or not? He is alive forevermore. And he is the rock of your salvation. He said, at last, he will take a stand on the earth. Even after my skin is destroyed, yet from my flesh I shall see God. His skin was destroyed, but his hope was alive. Hope does not put to shame. If you come on this altar and we just pray 550 prayers and you lack understanding, it is a waste. Job said, my Redeemer is still alive. When everything is done and dusted, and it looks as if it's all gone, in my flesh, in this my flesh, when my skin is destroyed, yet from my flesh I shall see God. What does he know in the midst of all the noises around him? He said, with the hearing of the ear, I have heard you. But now all my eyes see you. Job 19:25. He recognized the one who can defend him, the one who is big enough to sort his case out, the only helper that my situation cannot say no to. Even the dead and the grave cannot say no when he stepped in into that situation. Beloved, when he stepped in for David in 1 Samuel chapter number 13, you and I saw, and he said, pursue. You shall overtake, and you shall recover all. He ordered the steps of a good man, ordered the steps, they met on the way the servant of an Egyptian. An Egyptian, the servant of the Amalekites. God did not use the evil. God did not use the famous. God did not give him a poison by using his friends. God did not use a poison by using the people that have a name and a fame. He didn't use the prophet. He used an ordinary man that was already left for dead. But his own master, the world forgotten, the world abandoned, the world despised, the world assumed to be good for nothing. The help was inside of that man, like the help of somebody can be with the gate man, and you are getting yourself fixed by looking at the main man. And God said, Mordecai, ask your help and not Haman. The help that we are talking about, when God gives you help, he will use just everything and anything. of us. I don't know why we are so quiet. God is coming unto us in this month of running the race of destiny and hammering in on health. Beloved, so it is said, this was the same David who roared to you and to me, who has to help us to realize when we are looking at help from God, you are not looking at fixing the issue in your own way, according to your own mindset, in your own self way that has created more problem than it solves, that has made you to get the first alert, warning, the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth. And God is saying the first, the second, the third, and the fourth, and the fifth failure. The third, marking down. They looked unto him, their faces were radiant. The way of help is for the persistent. The talking of help is for those beloved who has made up their mind. I can't give up. It is a cry of the non-quitters. David pursued. God gave the word. But David has to pursue. The pursuing, beloved, preceded the ability to overtake. If pursuing means you take step, shall I persist and do as you have spoken? And we give the speed to catch up with the enemy that has taken your stuff. The divine speed, because in order to overtake someone that has run ahead of you, it means that you are able to accumulate, beloved, some divine speed. And I speak over every life under the sound of my voice this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. When the emptiness and empty, when you have met with emptiness, when it looks as if all up was gone, I decree in the mighty name of Jesus, by the covenant of the message of God, the supernatural grace to pursue the divine ability to run at the set word of the Lord, the divine grace to all unto faith and see results is released over our lives this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. God gave speed. He did the pursuit. God gave speed. God compressed time for recovery. He caught up with us. God, when God was slowing down, the enemy, David was gaining ground by the divine speed of God to catch up with those who had run ahead of him and of God with their soul. I decree and declare by the covenant of divine mercy that releases the help of God this morning, that time is compressed for the recovery, for the healing, for the termination of shame, for the removal of reproach in this body, in the life of the believers, in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, for its recovery. I decree and declare over our lives this morning the release of grace for divine discernment to discern our helper, regardless of their stage, regardless of their form, regardless of their look, regardless of their qualification, regardless of what they look like, that others might have abandoned, but God has said to help us. I decree and declare over the life of someone that must get help, that comes to the only God that can give help this morning, the release of the discernment of spirit that will not make you or me to lose sight of the help that God has raised for us, of the way of the divine help. When you are asking for help, you are saying, I don't know the way. Because everything that finished, and you want to know the way that your only helper can show you. I don't have a clue. David humbled himself like the Syrophoenician woman was humble. Humble himself to take instruction from a nobody man. A no-name man. He took instruction. He said, they treated him nice. You and I know this man has not had anything for 3 days and three nights, completely void of energy. They fed him like such bad into him. Beloved, something somewhere that you must do, beloved, to somebody that can help that person living but almost dead to have life back into them. Beloved, those that have been left because they consider them finished, they furnished him with food. It was about to release the insight required in order for David to be able to recover what the enemy has emptied. I want you to lift up your voice and your shout, Lord, point me in the direction of the body that I must help. Man that they consider finished, but God, you want me to furnish with whatever they needed in order for my turnaround in full to take place now. See, Elo man get to the heart. All through Nagosia, the Piotr, Lecustoso, the Prunde Gekutoso, Iston de Gekalucruso Ode, Isopia, Atua, Atua, Ando de Libruso Ode, Isopia, Atuazo, Onde Gekalibruso Ode, Isopia, Atuazo, Ende Gekutoso Gosusie, Ende Gekalibruso Ode, is a proto or to art and negekutoso sia tua is all a mega to casu art or negeke librus of God used the dejected, the abandoned, the sick, the man left for dead to be the miracle art that would take a David beloved to a place of recovery and getting back everything that was taken from him. Beloved, 3 days. The man said they left for dead, left him for dead, but he came into the camp of the enemy. He said, I will take you there, all king. Humbled himself, have faith in the word of God. Refuse to despise the instrument of his help. Went so low to say to an hungry servant, can you please take me to where your masters were? He said, I will if you will swear to me that you will not expose me. And beloved, when God help you, the fight that was stopping become easy. Beloved, when he had brought them down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking, and that's because of all the great fire that they are taken out of the land of Philistines and out of the land of Judah. They spoiled the enemies of David, and they spoiled David also. And David smote them from twilight. Twilight even unto the evening of the next day. David, how did he get? Beloved, that energy slaughtered them throughout that night and the entire evening, 36 hours of fighting. And none of the Amalekites escaped except the 400 young men who fled on camels. He didn't just recover what was not where he recovered all. When the help of God is given, you have divine strength to do great and difficult tasks. There was a supernatural strength. David and his men were taken over by God. And God walked with his people. When God walked with you, beloved, the difficult will become easy. When God walks with us, hard task become easy task. Beloved, what others have done and they have failed, it's what you will do and succeed. Because the Lord, our God, helps us. So it was the same David that introduced us to the Psalm 27:13. He said, I would have this fear telling us, in the time of the 36 hours battle to recover, he had opportunity to give up. I would have despaired unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. He said, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes. Wait for the Lord. He didn't wait for his other colleagues. They have turned their back at him and they have moved on. Beloved brethren, it was the same David. And he wrote a letter to us to tell us what happens when he was looking. He said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you, the Lord is your right hand. The sword will not smite, the sword will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night, because he for total victory and total recovery. He said, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. He knew what it means, like we saw yesterday. Joshua knew what it means to get God to talk to the Son of the Moon and say, you must cooperate with me. It is unlikely that men will fight in the darkness of the night where you can't see nothing. But the Son cooperated with him. And the Spirit will say to you and I, in Psalm number 5, which is one of our Psalms, that's one of the scriptures that we looked at yesterday. And the same David will talk about what takes place that makes the sun and the moon beloved to us for him and not against him. Because he cried. He said, listen to my words, consider my love, and hear my cry for help. For help. Hear my cry for help. Hear my cry for help. So the one singular line that David, beloved, has gone to their business and wants to inquire of the Lord is more than just one line. I need help. The land is empty. I need help. Abiata, ask the Lord, I need help. Abiata, we need help. My King and my God, hear my cry for help. My King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you. I'll wait expectantly, for you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. What I met on ground was absolute wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful. You, Lord, detest, but I, by your great love, can come into your house in reverence. I bow down towards your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in the righteousness, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. I need to find out where the Amalekites are. I need to know how to get the enemy that has emptied my land. Lord, I need to know what I must do now. Going to Abiathar and saying, Lord, should I pursue? I need help. Leaving Abiathar pursue. But David is still saying, I need help. I need help. Is there not a word from the man can be trusted? Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an awful grave. With their tongue, they tell lies, declare them guilty. Oh God, let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them from their menaces, for they have rebelled against you. But all, let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever seek for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice. Surely, the Lord will bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor, as with a show. When you get the help of God, you are divine leading. When you have the help of God, you have divine favor. The cry of mercy, deliver the help. You saw the Syrophoenician woman, beloved. Jesus was initially quiet, no response. Many were saying, let us go, but favor, beloved, answer. Jesus said, beloved, he acknowledged the faith of that woman. When man says, she's an unlikely candidate for a change of story, Jesus said, leave her alone. Leave her alone. Beloved, he said, your daughter is no longer disturbed. The demonic affliction. vision is gone. She went home and found her daughter in lies on the bed. Every situation that we need, a situation where men has closed the loop, where all the option has been exhausted. They said that Lazarus had already been in the grave for this number of days. He is thinking by now, I'm talking about needed help for him to turn things around in hopeless situation. David's situation was hopeless. Seraphonicia's situation was hopeless. Lazarus' situation was hopeless. But all of these men who sought the Lord, John's situation was pretty hopeless. But by the sight word of God, John chapter number 42, verse number 2, he said, I know that you can do anything and everything. No plan of yours can be stopped. No purpose of yours can be stopped. It cannot be twisted. It said you have the final say. Beloved, the finality of man is not final at all. If God speaks to you and answers on your behalf today, as he helps you, every final decision of man will be undone. The grave done by man, beloved, will not meet you. The warning God, beloved, will stop being warning and not stop. Beloved, will be given. You will not expire. Beloved, every verdict of hell will be overturned. Every many months and many years of failures and failings, God will step into that situation and turn it around. Beloved, John said, my ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent with dust and ashes. And God took a beloved, the ridiculous, he took close to nothing, and he makes his letter end to be better than its beginning. I want you to say, Lord, it is not over for me, for you will take over today. According to your word, it cannot be over. I refuse to give up. It is not over. It is a new day. It is a new day. Lususi apio otugazo. Ondegegeke tugasazua. Loprua atuate. Elike kutozo otuazo. The God that keep me. for a night, but joy comes in the morning. David begins to say in Psalm number 70, he said, make haste, hurry up, Lord, by your mercy. Make haste to help me. Make haste to deliver me. What is the needed area where you must get help today? Where is it that you need to and should be helped? The help that terminates the shame, the help that terminates the reproach, the help that caused failure to expire, and God ushered you into your season of sorrow. The help that caused your destiny to have meaning. Why don't you say to the Lord, Lord, I present this area of my life to you. Arise and help me. Lord, by your mercy, that I knew every morning, behold, the Gekuzot, all to us. He said, make haste to help me. We may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Why don't you speak to the Lord your God? Why don't you speak to your master? Why don't you speak to your maker this morning? The only Gekuzot, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help coming from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. All thou that helpest my Israel, arise for my help. Arise for my help. Arise for the help of the prevailers. Arise for the help of the prevailers. This morning in the name of the Lord Jesus, disappear unto us. All the gekekuzos. All the gekuzos. Sempre nanosia. Liklus to zozi ato. On the Gekalibus Oz, Esopia Atuato, on the Gekalibus Oz, Esopia Atuato, on the Gekutoso, Esopia Nagasuate, Elapio Atuaso, on the Gekalibus Oz, Esopia Atuate. I want you to lift up your voice and you are saying to the Lord, on thou my helper. Lord, by the covenant of your mercy, arise for my help. Furnish me, Lord, in areas where the enemy has finished me. Furnish me with good things. Furnish me with divine recovery. Furnish me with your divine supply. Furnish me. Furnish me, oh God, with divine strength. Furnish me with divine grace. Furnish me when the enemy has finished me. Le apio otugazade. And furnish me with life again. Le supia atuate. Furnishing means to correct my life with the very thing that the enemy has deprived me of. With the very thing that the enemy has taken away from me. Rebuild my life. Lord, visit my life. I knew and afresh. Isopi atuazo, on degekekuzozo, ilomekua atuazo, on degekekelibrus ode, isopia atuazo, on degekelibrus ode, endega apio otuazo, endegekelibrus ode, esusi atua, on degekekuzozo, David said in Psalm 38, verse number 22. 21. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, do not be far from me. Make haste to help me. O Lord, my Savior, make haste to help me. I am poor and needy. Lord, think of me. You are my only help, my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay. Lord, I need an urgent help. Beloved, it took David a number of times, a number of days to reach the Amalekites. But yet they have gone far. But yet they have not gone far enough for him not to catch them with God, because God gave the divine speed. You have said to the Lord, it has been many days. It has been many months. It has been many years. It has been many attempts. That means with no result, the appear unto the Zato, on the Gagalibus order, is appear unto us, on the Gagalibus order, Esusia appear unto God. Is stolen by Kutos. So pregnant and Kuzot. Is Zopia Atuad. Who has spoken when you have not spoken that it shall come to pass? Who has spoken when my God has not spoken and that it shall come to pass? Because the answer, it is the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Beloved, the friends and the people who went to battle with David, they said the land is empty. They were grieving. They were sorrowful and sorrowful. Beloved, they were beaten, and they were going to beat him down. You beloved of God, who came to on time unto him, he made him to escape even the war from angry men. You have said divine help of God that will prove me right in the presence of those who thought I am the reason for the trouble. The presence of God, Lord, that we usher me, will invite me to catch even those who have emptied me and to get back my stuff. Lord, release it by your divine help. Lead us, seek at us. You are asking the Lord, divine help, my Father, that we give divine help of recovery. Divine help, my Father, that we cause the dead to raise. Divine help of God that will heal terminal diseases. Divine help of God that will overturn the bandits of the enemy. Divine help of God that will frustrate every seed of frustration. Lord, let it find expression. Let it find expression. Let it find expression in this commission. Let appear unto Gazazo, unto the Atuate. For you, it can be 5 days. Then they said, after 5 days, there is no hope. For you, it can be 5 attempts. And they said, this is the last attempt, that there is no chance. But that is what man has said. God said, and I give help. The hopeless, they will get up. Beloved, the helpless, they get help. The dry land can become the Garden of Eden. Those who have said no can say yes. God is the one that helps that the emptiest, beloved, can be caught up and you can have your stuff back, that you can recover what you have lost. You have said to the Lord, oh God, my Father, I receive all time divine help for you today. Lead up me and to us. Divine help that will turn even my sorrow to joy. Divine help that will terminate my shame. Divine help that will remove reproach from my life. Divine help that will rewrite the story of my life. Divine help that will overturn evil decisions for my good. Divine help that will rewrite everything that man said was already over for me. Ozopi atua atua ate. Elapio otukasa ate. Endege kusoto. On the Libris Ode, El Lapio, all to the Ode, and the Libris Ode, El Lapio, all to us, on the Libris Ode, is Tom Balekasuade, is Sophia Atuazo, on the Libris Ode, is Susia Atuazo, on the Libris Ode. If God is the only one that said, I have spoken it, and I will do it. God is the one that speaks. I can say, I have spoken it, and I will do it. What I have spoken, I will perform. I will engage anything possible to bring to pass my word. That is the someone that makes his word good. And the shame, God your Father, is the one that declares the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, which have not, what has not been done. He said, my purpose will be established and I will accomplish it. I have planned it, and surely I will do it. So what was not planned by God, what was not part of the destiny arrangement for my children, what is not part of God's divine design for my life, sickness is not. If it was in Genesis, he would have written it there. Beloved, what was not there? Failure is not part of that plan, because love never fails. God is love. God never fails. So whatsoever was not encoded by the fingerprint of God, in that is found in my life, or found in my home, or found in my business, or found in my career, that was programmed by the enemy to finish me, Lord, by your divine help, finish the enemy that wants to finish me. Furnish me with what you originally designed for my life, for your glory, what you already designed before the foundation of the earth, that will bring glory to your name in my life. Li anduka suziato, te li proto, te kekentuzato, ella pio otroso, si ponte kekekuzote, il soprondi kekuzate, ende kekelibruso ote, ende kekuzoto, utonde kekuzote, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, so you have said to the Lord. As you saw David wept all night, Psalm 30 verse 5 said, joy cometh in the morning. The weeping may have done, God must have endured for the night. They wept until they can weep no more. But the moment they sought the Lord and the word of the Lord came, there was an end to weeping. We've been finished. God began to furnish David with divine instruction of recovery. You are going to say to the Lord, oh God, by your mercy, let the divine help of God locate me that will finish my sorrow and my trial and my weeping and my grief and this bitterness and sorrowfulness of earth. Lord, and sorrowfulness, and make my life better. Not be the Lord, Leosika to us. Furnish me with divine instruction that we make my life better, that we usher me in the pathway of recovery, that we usher me in the pathway of freedom, that we usher me in the pathway of victory, that we usher me in the pathway of my needed answer, that we terminate many attempts that has led to failure. Lord, and Lord, furnish me with your divine word, that will cause me to empty my engine, that will bring me into total recovery, that will bring me into my new song, that will usher me to my new season. In love me at us. On the Gekosote, in Sopron de Gekelibus Ode, in Sapia Atuazo, in Ston de Gekelibus Ode, in Sapia Atuate, in Ston de Gekelibus Ode, in Sapia Atuazo, on the Gekelibus Ode, in Sapia Atuaza, in Lomokutoso, O Ston de Gekekutoso. Is done the Gekelibus Ode, is Sapia Atuate, Elapia Atuate, and the Gekelibus Ode, is Sapia Atuazo, on the Gekelibus Ode, is Sapia Atuate, on the Gekelibus Ode, in the mighty name of Jesus. This Syrophoenician woman did not qualify for it, heaven was silent. But because she remained on her knees, you have said to the Lord, somebody must humble themselves before God this morning. She continued to plead for mercy. She said, there is a trouble with my daughter. Oh, Lord, shout for me. Lord, shout Fire. Is it not like armor? that break the rock into pieces. Beloved, right now, check, that pain is completely gone. The pressure on your chest area is gone this morning. If you are that person, beloved, send an SMS and give glory to the Holy God of Israel. The pain is absolutely, completely gone, and you are free for life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, lift up your voice as you say to the Most High God, Lord, divine help of God, that terminates humiliation as I humble myself before you this morning. Lord, furnish me with your divine help, with your on-time help, that terminates humiliation, embarrassment, that terminates secret, that terminates problem. Lord, furnish me, furnish me, furnish me. The Ustogoli Kakutazo, Zeprende Kakutazo, Ustombele Grasuziazo, Ondege Kutazi Ziatuaza, Zeprende Kutazo, Isopi Atua Azuziazi, Leke Kutazo, Zoprande Kutazi, Isoprande Kutazi, Isopi Atuazo. On the Gagalibus of is Sophia 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 Atuazo. On the Gagalibus of in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Be on the Gekukutosu Ziatuaz, Esopron the Gekuzod, Eston the Gagakuzod, Estosapi Atua, on the Gagalibus Oz, Esosia Atuaz, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The divine help that God gave. Speak of divine speed that make a David to catch up with the enemy that thought they have gotten away with murder. There are personality influenced by the devil that have troubled life and they have troubled destiny. They have eaten in their eyes out and they have become the agents of darkness that search on cases that stop the believers from advancing and working in their destiny, from wellness and wholeness. Ah, this is what I ask from the Lord. This is what I hear in my spirit. He said, you say you love me, but you are the one that is hurting me. By the divine help of the Almighty God that is available to me today, your secret is uncovered. Be exposed, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. We're not going to look at the attack of the Amalekites. They came when David was not at home. When the enemy realized that man sleeping, Matthew 13, number 13, beloved, what did he do? It was the time that man was sleeping that he saw the wrong seed. You have said every personality of power anywhere that understands the time and how I've been vulnerable, that knows my vulnerability, and they have used it against me, to hurt me, to disturb me. The beloved, when the enemy plays on your weaknesses, when they press your button, they know what will get you mad, so that you can make a mistake. And beloved, that is costly. You are saying, Lord, that place of my vulnerability, that took advantage of my weakness to hurt me, to dry me, to dry up my resources, to war against my life, of my children's life. Lord, expose it, expose it. Uncover their covering. Take hold of the shield. Lord, stand up for me. Defend my cause and that of my household. Defend my calling and defend the work of my answer. Lord, secure my Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Expose the eye out of the wicked. The stopper outside against my destiny. Lord, expose them. Stop them today by the covenant of your power. By your unfailing word, every enemy that invaded my life when I was sleeping, every power that visited my land when I was away from home, every power that acted what belonged to me in the time I could not be available to see them, today in the mighty name of Jesus, let your secret be out. Let your location be that you have hidden. Vomit you now. Let the habitation of the wicked vomit them, 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 vomit them. The acquaintances are out. Usoprande que cutoso. Insopi atua associato. Onde que cutoso. Illoprande que cutoso. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isopi atua associa. Zoprande que cutoso. Insopia atuoso. Usoprande que cutoso. Istonde que cutoso. Ella pio otto da suade, ente che te cusote, isso pronti che cusote, isso pi atua a susote, il lomo da suade. They know that David is a warrior. If they have come when David was at home, it would be fine to finish. But they came to seek life when David has gone to fight the battle of the Lord, when he was not on ground. So they came and devoured the people that were weak, the people that cannot fight for themselves. They were the women, they have never gone to battle. The children have never gone to battle. They came in the time, beloved, to take the vulnerables. They came to arrest and take captives, the weak, the children, beloved, that have never known battle. That is why, beloved, when the enemy don't fight you, they fight your children something. They know that the kids don't have power of their own. You are saying every enemy that refuses, that knows that they cannot fight me. But they are fighting my children, troubling my children with affliction, troubling my children with bad behavior, troubling my children with rebellion, troubling my children with academic evil darkness. Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the covenant of your mercy, give me help today against the adversary. That is why David said in Psalm 5 verse 8, lead me, O God, in the pathway of your righteousness. For by me, because of my enemies, you have said to the Lord, Lord, every enemy that knows that they have lost the battle with me, but are fighting my household, troubling my household, afflicting my household, in order to afflict and to trouble me, in the mighty name of Jesus, let your secret be out. Be judged, be judged, be judged. Let your secret be out. Be judged, be judged. The Lord of us is against you. So be on deck and consulted. In soprondi che cacusose, in sopia attuaso, onde che cacutoso si attuase, ente che cacutoso, e la pio otroso, in tocusate, in the name of Jesus. That is why you are going to say, body. Oh God, by the covenant of your mercy, arise for my helper. Every record of failures, 5 records. Every record of wrongs. Every record of defeat. Every record of alerts, warning alerts that can make me expire or cause what I set my hands to do expire. But the covenant of your mercy, give me divine help that overrides and overturns the expectation of man that is contrary to me. Overturn it for my good, overturn it. For my good, overturn it. For my good, you are saying, Lord, be the coach. Bring me out of this trouble. Bring me out from every demonic record that was cast against me. Lord, arise for my help. Arise and rescue me. This sickness must not lead to death. I must not fail. I must not fall. Lord, let the covenant of your mercy, Lord, speak for my children. Speak for the prevalence. Speak for my ministry. Speak for the prevalence of prayer network. Please speak for us at this summit. Lead on to Gekuzos. S.O.P. Atuaz. On the Gekuzos. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, the Amalekites, they have gone to many lands. They have gone to the land of the Philistines. They have gone to the enemy of David. And beloved, they came to Judah, which is the land where David was seated. Beloved, other men were not able to pursue those who had taken their spoil. But beloved, David was instructed by God to pursue, and he didn't come back failed. Other people might have given up. But when God gives you a divine instruction to pursue, it's because he has guaranteed your victory. Therefore, you are saying, Lord, the divine help, Lord, that will give me a pointer to my recovery, a pointer to my healing, that will usher me into spoiling my spoiler. Lord, give me that help today. Lord, let that divine and definitive help of the Most High God locate me. You are saying, oh Lord, do not let my head reject help. Do not let my head reject help. David, look at that man that has no color, was able to discern that his help is inside of that man. He listened to him and he said, would you take me to your masters? The guy does not know David was the king over Israel. He said, if I take you, will you assure me that you will not deliver me to their hand? And beloved, that is where you have said to the Lord this morning, Lord, give me aid, give me help to locate the stronghold of the strong man, troubling my children, troubling my life and my destiny. Give me help to recover everything that they have stolen, everything that they have destroyed, everything that they have killed, everything that they have hurt, everything that they have hate, they have cheated with hatred. Lord, give me divine power, divine strength, Lord, to fight the battle. I win without quitting, but obtaining the result of victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Is up here to us. On the Gagalibus Ote. Is up here at us. And the Gagalibus Ote. And the Gagakus Ote. Also the Atuat. Ela Pio Otru Ote. On the Gagakus Ote. Also at. Ela pio otru zosia endege kusoto ola pio otru gazate. Beloved, when God gives you help in such a time, you have the divine strength, divine capacity to stand. Beloved, Proverbs 24:10, it says, if you slack in the day of distress, your strength is small. If you fail under pressure, it means that your strength is too small. If you do nothing, in a difficult time, it means that you have limited strength. And that is why you must do something. Acting on the word of God. If the heart goes weary when times are troubled, it is an expression of limitation in strength. And I want you to know, a natural man has a limited strength. But the divine strength is available to the spiritual man that obtained from the Lord divine help. How can a day be fight in the night and in the day 36 hours non-stop? There was a God who rules and reigns in the affairs of men who gave him divine help that releases strength. When the strength of man was failing them, the strength of God was renewed in his life. Why don't you ask the Lord this morning, by the covenant of your mercy, O God, give me strength that sees the victory before the battle finished. Give me divine strength that sees my healing before, even while I'm still sick, that press in and obtain results without giving up. Give me divine strength that does not fail under pressure, that will not fail or collapse or become weak in the time I must stand against the oppression of darkness and obtain the victory that Christ has won for me and my household, for the prevalence, the pure autocassociato, the lengli cacutoso, the atuate, Lord, the covenant of your divine help that finished stress, that finish sorrow, that finish distress, that finish weaknesses, that finishes every pressure, every trouble, that every crisis in and around me, aside to weaken me, the divine help of God that furnish me with strength for victory, with strength for my good news, with strength and courage for a victorious ending, for a glorious report, for a testimony, Lord, for help in the hopeless situation, for help in the hopeless situation, the undocumented, Zopri Atuaza, the divine help releasing divine strength that will make me to walk with God, cooperate with God, that will cause difficult tasks and difficult seasons to look like easy and become easy for me, that caused me to overcome and to prevail without even feeling discouraged or despair. Lord, divine strength that rise above the problem, that prevail over the problem, that prevail over every form of pain, that prevail over every form of problem, that prevail over every form of negativity. Lord, by the covenant of your divine help, arise, arise, arise by your mercy. Give me help, O God, the earthly actuality. Strengthen me with power in my inner man when my muscular strength fails me. Let the strength of God in my inner man sustain me. Let the strength of my God in my inner man move me forward to victory. Lord, let the strength of God in the inner man of the prevalence move them forward today. In Zopri Atuazo, beyond where the muscular strength, the strength of experience, the That is why you are saying this morning, O God of mercy, arise on my behalf. Give me this morning the divine help that finish confusion, that finish every lack of direction, that finish close heaven, Lord, in my life. Lord, give me divine help that gives me, that brings me into divine leading, into divine direction, that brings me to enjoy divine favor. David had favor with the Amalekite servant, the Egyptian. You are saying, Lord, let your divine help usher me to my season of favor. Lord, Pia and to those, on the Negekusote, is a Pia to us, on the Negekusote, is a Pia to us, is a Prondika Kusate, Ella Peto Gogosusie, is a Prondekusote, is a Pia to us, on the Negekusote, is a Pia to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, beloved, for the Syrophoenician woman, the devil, the unclean spirit that made his habitation in the life of her daughter, loose its grip, because Jesus gave the help that she needed. The closed heaven was open. Her humility paid off. Her faith in the word of God did not fail her. Why don't you say to the Lord, oh, thou my God, your mercy, anew every morning, great is your faithfulness. Lord, give me divine help today that brings my hope, Lord, into reality, that establishes the counsel of God for my healing, for my recovery, for my deliverance, for my change of story, for the help that I need, for the favor I must enjoy in today and throughout the days of my life, establishing the counsel and the covenant of life concerning me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Sophia Tugasusia, Zopronegaza, and La Pio Othroso, Osusia Apendo, on the Gagalibus Ote, in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, each one of them, the Job, the Syrophoenician woman, the David, every one of them had a testimony. Beloved, David recovered all. What they took from his land and what they took from the land of the Philistines. Beloved, the Syrophoenician woman, her daughter was made old. That was a testimony. Everybody heard about her story. Job, at its later end, became better than its beginning. Beloved, so you are going to lift up your voice and you say to the Lord, Lord, by the covenant of your divine help, establish it in my life today, in my home, in the Prevalence Church Network. You have said to the Lord, let this divine help of God, Lord, usher me into my season of testimony of total recovery, total healing, total provision, total victory, divine favor, divine help. The divine help that turned me to a living wonder from being a wanderer. Lord, let it find expression in my life today. Let it find expression in my life today. Let it find expression in my life. Let it find expression in my life today. Let it find expression in my life today. Oh, Sophia, at those, Zoprondege Custose, Isopondege Custose, Ilomongotu Gazate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. They looked unto him. they were not put to shame. But there was a glow about their face. They looked up to God in their prayers. They had answered. Therefore, the Bible says they were not ashamed. They looked unto him. As you have come to the Lord this morning, they experienced only one thing. They experienced the goodness of the Lord. That's why the psalm that we read on Sunday and during yesterday's meeting, David said, I will praise the Lord with at all times, I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. How will the helpless take heart? The helpless beloved, they secured help from the helper of the helpless. When they look unto one who can change their story, they look at the world who is the rewriter of all story of man. David says, I will boast only in the Lord. The helpless and the humble, those who saw God as their only help. The helpless are those who know that if God doesn't, nobody can. They took heart. They were glad. And David said, come, let us tell the Lord's greatness. Let us magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I pray to the Lord that as I sought the Lord, and he had me and delivered me from all my fears. David was afraid, as his other men were afraid, but beloved, he had deliverance from fear. Job has record of being fearful. He said, the thing that I fear most has finally happened to me. What is this? The Syrophoenician woman understands the nitty-gritty details of her issue. But the Lord still rescued because she looked unto God. I saw the Lord and he had me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him. And they were radiant. They were light. With joy, their faces were not ashamed. this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. God rescued when he helped and brings a total release from every trouble. So it could be he sought at one and then the other and then the other. But we are talking about obtaining divine help that eliminates every trouble. Therefore, this morning you are going to say to the Lord, as David showed us how he did it, in my desperation I prayed and the Lord listened. He was diligent, he was desperate, he was deliberate in his action, in his cry to the Lord. He said, and God, listen, he saved me out of all my troubles. I want us to say to the Lord, Lord, at the United Kingdom Prayer Summit of Prevailers Church Prayer Network in this month on the 19th of March, Lord, visit them, visit every congregant, visit every attendant, attender. Lord, by the covenant of your help, Lord, that saves from every trouble, that answers every question, that turns things around in the life of the prevailers, the Odikekusotwa, Zepru Atuaza, that we usher every man into their race of destiny, that we cause every man and every woman to run a race and obtain the divine result. All these men, they obtain results. That task for David was to pursue. He recovered all. He overtook and recovered all. Achieved the intended result. Destiny race is the race of purpose. The purpose did not fail. There was running for. The woman came and said, my daughter must be delivered. She got that result. Heaven attended to her case. Job said no plan of God can be wasted. Therefore, the destiny plan, the destiny blueprint, the destiny mandate for the prevailers must not be abandoned, aborted, miscarried. Therefore, Lord, give aid, give help to every attender at the summit. Lord, to begin to dream again. Lord, to begin to realize their goal again. To begin to walk according to divine agenda for the prevailers again. Lord, give us help, oh God, to accomplish everything that you have desired, that you have planned. Lord, to see done at the summit in the United Kingdom on the 19th of March. Lord, use everything in your hand, oh God, to bring about a change of story, to bring about what will usher us into the plan and purposes that you have ordained for us, that will deliver from every weight, Lord, that will release from every captivity, that will stop at the stopper, that we cause no longer there to be delay in running the race of life. That we will run the race of destiny and obtain your divine results in the mighty name of Jesus. Won't you pray for me this morning? Will you pray for Pastor Iron this morning? Will you pray for the Prevailers Church Prayer Network service team this morning? You are saying, unless God help us, we cannot help other people. We are saying that the divine help required for us to be an instrument in the hand of the Lord, delivering God's results in this summit, serving according to God's agenda that cannot be resisted, opposed, that cannot be inflicted or affected negatively. Lord, let that divine, when the divine help came to David, he did difficult things, 536 hours without weariness. Beloved, when we are helped as a minister and we are helped, beloved, as a servant, rejoice. There is no, you will be excited. You are looking forward to the opportunity to serve the Lord. And therefore you have said, Lord, the divine help that I need to serve you effectively as I serve your people. Lord, make it available. Make it available to me.
Fulfillment of plan. So, Elamika Kutazo, on the
destroy the destroyer. By the divine help of God, we destroy every instrument of darkness. Lord, we declare that the powers of hell will be able to prevail against us, for so mightily grows the word of God in and among us as it prevails. Beloved, every instrument of worship in the mind, in the physical instrument, every people and every person coming from different churches to serve at the summit, we are saying, Lord, we sanctify them by the blood of Jesus. So the instrument and the instrument players, the keyboardists, the drummers, the singers, Lord, the speakers, the mixers, everything that we use, the geezers, every instrument of worship, Lord, the podiums that we minister from, Lord, everything that we use, Lord, for the ocean, everything that we use, Lord, even to serve your people, Lord, we sanctify them, we declare them sanctified, purged by the blood of the Lamb of God. Therefore, I decree and declare, nothing shall fail. Lord, I command the day and the night to work in our favor. I command the sun and the moon to work in our favor. Nothing is forbidden to work against us in the mighty name of Jesus. For if God is for us, who can be against us? Therefore, I decree and declare, the Ustu Benongli Kakutoso, Isu Pianda Kakutoso, Ikekutan Kakutoso, Ondegege Librus Ode, Isopia Atuazo, Ondegekuzote, Ella Pio Otugazo, Ondegege Librus Ode, Endegekuzote, Ella Pio Otugazate. God said, I will contend with those who contend with you, and I will save your children. I will contend with them that contended with you, and I will save your children. Isaiah 49:25. And David located this word by the Spirit of the Lord. He said, contend, O Lord, in Psalm 35, verse 1, contend with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight with me. Contend with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight me. Take a hold of buckler and shield and rise up for my help. When God is rising for your help, he fights anybody that wants to fight you. He will smite them. When God arises for us, he will use the spear and the javelin against our stubborn pursuers. When God fight for us, it will cause those who want to see our ruin to be ruined in our stead. When God rises up our help, it will blow the enemy away like the chaff before the wind. The wicked that we have seen before, we shall see it no more. Beloved, I want you to pray for Prevalence Church Network, the platform that God is using to serve you. You are saying, Lord, by the covenant of your help, oppose the opponent of this commission. Lord, arise, contend with the enemy that is contending against your divine plan, against your divine purpose, against your divine agenda. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Zepi Atua, Azuzia, Atuazo, Ondegege Libris Ode, Lord, turn every set of instruments to become a burial place for the wicked. Li Ondegekuzan, and declare. Let it begin to work against the wicked. But turn it, the instrument of cruelty, to become, Lord, a tool in your hand that we work for our good, but work against the wicked. Therefore, the peace that they do for us, those who dig the pit will fall into it. Those who roll the stone, those who break the edge, they shall not be affected and inflicted by it. But the righteous you shall save, and the righteous you shall help. In the mighty name of God the Father, of God the Son, of God the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, last thing I say, Lord, we thank you in advance for the summit, because you shall be present. You will make the place of your feet glorious. You will give every soul the presence, an experience, and an encounter with you that never fails in Dokuku's heart. For no plan and purposes of yours for the summit will fail from its performance and for its manifestation. All that you have ordained, you shall do, and your name shall be glorified in the name of Jesus. Can we give him thanks this morning? The glorious God that does glorious things. Our God and our Master, our Maker, the only one of Israel. The one that is beautiful for situation and marvelous for war. The everlasting God. The mortal God, the invisible God, the only wise God. Why don't we give him thanks today? Father, we give you praise, we worship you. We exalt you for what you have done in our lives, in this commission, in the life of our children. Whatsoever the Lord dwelt, abided forever. Thank you for what you have done for us today, forever and ever. The grass withered and the flowers fail, but the word of the Lord liveth and abided forever. Therefore, unto you, O God, who does valiantly and does gloriously, and make your word good that you have spoken unto you, that perform the word that you have spoken in me, through me, Lord, unto your people, unto us, O God. You are the one that executes your word that you have sent me to declare with divine speed. You perform them to perfection, and you exceed my imagination, my expectation. Lord, as you do your work in us, Lord, and your work to us and your workings that you have ordained for us as you work them out in our lives. Lord, I thank you because you have done it again. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree that to all that believeth, there shall be a performance of what has been spoken unto you by the Lord. Therefore, I speak into the north, the south, the east, and the west. I speak into the sun, the moon, and everything that is created in the man and in the things. I declare that they are now platform for the manifestation of the help of God that is available to us and of the divine release of grace to walk in the destiny that God has ordained for us without fail. Therefore, I declare that our hearts is alert, our soul and our spirit are aligned with the word of the Lord. I decree and declare that we are receiving divine grace to run and obtain the divine program and agenda and destiny that God has already written about us. Therefore, today we will locate by the book all that has been written concerning us. And what we have read shall become visible in its performance in our life in the name of Jesus. Therefore, to the sick I declare you whole. To the lame I command you to walk. To the blind I command you to see. To the weak I command you to be strong. To the jobless I command you to be gainfully employed. To the hopeless receive unfailing hope in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let those whose hearts are broken receive supernatural healing today In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest.